السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama Ikram, most respected brothers, our sisters listening over the receivers at the madrasa, and also tonight all Radio Islam listeners around the world, wherever it reaches. This is once again a majlis of zikr. Majlis of zikr, we take the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And I've mentioned many, many times now, what is the purpose of taking the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? The purpose is not just to read some kind of wazifa. At present, unfortunately, we have become wazifchis, meaning read lengthy wazifas and thereafter do nothing. Whereas these wazifas, these tasbihat, the taking of name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the purpose of all this was that the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam become embedded in our hearts. The steam of love moves a person. If we have the steam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love in our hearts, then it will move us to do things which we are finding difficult at present. A person will then look forward to making salat, because he knows it's Mi'rajul Mu'mineen. So the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make him look forward to read namaz. The person will look forward to fasting. He will look forward to giving zakat, sadaqat. He will look forward to the fulfillment of the rights of everyone. The person will then, because of this love for Allah Ta'ala, now he does not want to displease that Allah. He does not want to displease Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, he's not going to cheat, he's not going to deceive anybody, he's not going to hurt anybody without justification. The person is not going to swear, take false oath, false qasams. The person will not abuse his wife, his children, his parents. The person will be honest, he'll be truthful, he'll be charitable, he'll be noble, he'll be sincere. This person will not have greed, malice, he will not have jealousy in his heart, he will not have envy. Now all these things will happen and they will take place. People want to know, how do we progress? How do we go from one level to the other? How do we take off from the ground? Then this is how we take off. Develop that love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the heart and fulfill the commands of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and restrain ourselves from those things that are displeasing to them. And the person will automatically take off. So until we don't develop this love, we will find everything difficult. In this world, we all know sensual love, what a person does not do. He is even prepared to take his life. All the murders and killings and so many things are happening because of that love. So this great commodity, or this very precious commodity of love, we have given it to the wrong people, and we are using it in the wrong places. If we develop this love of Allah Ta'ala, it does not mean that after that the person won't have the permission to eat or drink. Now everything will become haram for him. He will become an abnormal person. Nothing like that. The person will now become a genuine, proper human being. He will be a normal person, a balanced person. In fact, now he will get true enjoyment in all those bounties and ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Recently we have had a lot of people losing their family members. Some lost their wives, some lost their husbands, some lost their children, some lost their parents. we heard of a number of people recently losing some family member or the other, or some friend or the other, in some accident or some shooting or natural death, heart attack. Suddenly people have left this world. Now that is something that I always say, that those people who passed away, we must have good opinion that inshallah, because of some good deed of theirs which they may have done, and because of the sawab that people normally send to those people who pass away, then even if a person was indulging in some sin or the other, but we must hold good opinion that inshallah Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive them. But many others who passed away, they got what we term as a form of shahadat. They got what we term as form of shahadat. So grief and sorrow is a natural thing. Therefore tonight, just one or two couplets, which you have heard before. Meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zist ka sahara, isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna, isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. Isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. That's the only way. There's no other way. I've explained this 120 times, that there are only two routes, only two, to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. After that, they are all branches of the same roots. But there are only two main routes. One is the road of sabr, and the other is the road of shukr. Because only two kinds of conditions can befall a person. Only two kinds. Either it's conditions of adversity, difficulty, hardship, problems, pain, suffering, weakness, poverty, or the, on the other hand, conditions of prosperity, happiness, affluence, good home, good wife, good children, good car, everything of the best. So either Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is testing for shukr, or He is testing for sabr. Someone Allah ta'ala will take through the route of sabr, and in that sabr, inna Allah ma'as sabirin, he will get Allah ta'ala in that sabr. And the other person in his shukr, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will, he will get him in his shukr. So hey, isi tarah se mumkin. We have to make tafweez. We have to make use of the means which Allah ta'ala has created. We don't say you mustn't make use of the means. If the person is poor, he must go to the marketplace, buy, sell, do something. The person who is sick, he must go and take medication. Whatever means Allah Ta'ala has created, make use of it. But after that, place trust and faith in Allah Ta'ala, that whichever route He has chosen for me is the best of all routes. Once again, if it comes to mind, why should we leave it?
Bekefi me bhi to humne ek kaife musalsal dekha hai, jis haal mein bhi wo rakhte hain us haal ko akmal dekha hai.
In whichever condition my Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives me, that is the best of all conditions.
Jis raah se wo le jaate hain us raah ko ashal dekha hai, jis raah ko hum tajweez kare us raah ko asqal dekha hai.
The road that my Allah chooses for me is the easiest of all routes. And the route that I choose for myself, I do all the planning. This is how it should be. This is how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must decide for me. So if I'm going to make all the decisions myself, then I will find that route to be the most difficult one. Because our planning will not work all the time. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's planning will work. So if we submit ourselves to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's will, then we will find that that route will be an easy route. Allah Ta'ala himself will give us sabr. Hazrat Mawlana Dr. Abdullahi Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, and he quotes his Shaykh and Murshid Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Sahab Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, and he says that this is the tuhfa of Rasul-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So therefore he says, implement it. That every day without fail, every person, and it costs absolutely nothing. Because some people it is easy to read wazifas, but they find it very difficult to spend money for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So even for those people it is extremely easy. Say that every day make sabr, make shukr, make isti'aza, and make istighfar. Says four things. I've discussed this at length in some majlis. That every day, look at the halat, look at the conditions. If there are conditions of happiness, joy, satisfaction, prosperity, increase your shukr. And every person in his life, he will find that there are so many bounties of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So don't focus all the time on those things that we don't have. Look at that which we have and make plenty of shukr. Again, I'm not going into discussion. This is a majlis of zikr. Otherwise, we can go on the whole night. But I have discussed this. So make plenty of shukr. Whatever we find that it was to our taste, to our liking, something that was to our benefit, something that was what we had planned and what we had decided or we had wished for and it had worked out in that same manner, make plenty of shukr over that. And all the ni'mat which we have, our sight, hearing, speech and everything. Then the conditions may be of difficulty, hardship, problems, then they inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Make sabr. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives so much on sabr, it's unlimited. But the problem is that we make sabr because we are forced to make sabr. In our sabr also, it is not that we are accepting the will and the decision of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and making sabr. It is as if we are forced now. There's nothing else we can do, so we have to make sabr. So make sabr over that. Make use of the means, and after that leave it to Allah Ta'ala. Then make plenty of istighfar for the little shortcomings, sins, whatever we indulge in. Plenty of istighfar. And istighfar must go with tawbah also, that the person must not return to those sins. And if it involves the rights of people, then don't delay. Ask the person for forgiveness if injustice had been done. Other huquq and rights also, fulfill it. Don't leave it for the hereafter. Don't even leave it for another day. Fulfill the rights of the person. If it means payment of dues, then if you don't have it, ask the person for time. Make some arrangement, extension of time. But don't dodge, don't duck, don't hide, don't cross the pavement and go away the other side when you see the person, the creditor. Meet the person, tell him this is my problem, lay your cards on the table. If you have surplus things, then sell the surplus. Why cling on to all those properties and all those timeshares and all those other luxuries when the person has got debts? That is our weakness. So istighfar. And a person always has apprehension. Something could happen. Something could happen. All the time there's some fear. So read, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. A'udhu Billah. Turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ask Him for protection from anything that you have apprehension and fear about. So let us implement these things. Isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil se sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. Ye teri raza me jina, ye teri raza me marna, ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna meri abdiyat pe ya rab yeh tera fazl karna. To live a life ye teri raza mein jeena, a life in which Allah tabarak wa taala is pleased. Whatever is Allah pleased with, we are also pleased with. And also whatever we do is for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I think I mentioned that when I went to one place, a person started complaining, saying that I do this for my parents and I do that and I do that, but yet they don't show any appreciation, and he went on and on. So I said, bhai, do for the pleasure of Allah. Do for Allah's pleasure, Allah will give you from His treasure. Don't wait for appreciation and wahwa and mashallah and subhanallah. Don't wait for that. Because if you don't get it, then you'll be disappointed. And people are waiting for appreciation. When they don't get it, then they're disappointed. Why wait for appreciation? Do it for Allah's pleasure. Allah Ta'ala will then give you from His treasure. And you think when Allah gives from His treasure, then can that person be short of anything? So, ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna. Meri abdiyat pe ya rab, ye hai tera fazl karna. But we'll stop there. If we carry on with this, we'll carry on for hours. But we will read once again, Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's Musaddas, Yaar Rahe, Yaar Rab Tu Mera. I had many, many people telling me, please, Mawla, read it again tonight.
Yaar Rahe, Yaar Rab Tu Mera, Aur Main Tera Yaar Rahu. Yaar Rahe, Yaar Rab Tu Mera, Aur Main Tera Yaar Rahu. Mujhko faqat tujh se ho muhabbat, khalq se main bezaar rahun. Har dam fikr o zikr mein tere, mast rahun sarshar rahun. Har dam zikr o fikr mein tere, mast rahun sarshar rahun. Hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka, tera magar hoshyar rahun. Hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka, tera magar hoshyar rahun. Ab to rahe bas tadame aakhir, virde zuba ae mere ila. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Tere siwa maabude haqiqi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa maabude haqiqi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa maqsoode haqiqi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa maujude haqiqi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa mashhude haqiqi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Ab to rahe bas tadame aakhir, virde zuba ae mere ila. La ilaha illallah, la illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah. Dono jahan mein jo kuch bhi hai, sab hai tere zair-e-nagi. Dono jahan mein jo kuch bhi hai, sab hai tere zair-e-nagi. Jinno inso huro malaik arsho kursi charkho zami. Jinno inso huro malaik arsho kursi charkho zami. Kono makame laiqe sajda tere siwa ae noore mubi. Kono makame laiqe sajda tere siwa ae noore mubi. Koi nahi hai, koi nahi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Ab to rahe bas taadame aakhir virde zubaan ae mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Yaad mein teri sabko bula doon, koi na mujhko yaad rahe. Yaad mein teri sabko bula doon, koi na mujhko yaad rahe. Tujh par sab ghar baar lota doon, khana-e-dil-abad rahe. Tujh par sab ghar baar lota doon, khana-e-dil-abad rahe. Sab khushiyon ko aag laga doon, gham se tere dil shaad rahe. Sab khushiyon ko aag laga doon, gham se tere dil shaad rahe. Sab ko nazar se apni gira doon, tujhse faqat faryaad rahe. Ab to rahe bas taadame aakhir virde zubaan ae mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Say, I put fire to all my happiness. Every person wants to make his nafs happy. Nafs says commit zina, you'll get happiness. Nafs says commit fraud, you'll become successful. You'll become rich overnight. Go to the casino, go to the disco, go to the rave club, go to all the evil places and enjoy yourself. So at that time the person's
puts fire to all his happiness. And he brings the happiness of Allah Ta'ala in his heart. He says, with whatever my Allah is happy, I am happy.
Ab to rahe bas tada me akhir wird zuba mere ila la ilaha illallah 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 nafs aur shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah nafs aur shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah ae mere maula meri madad kar chahta hu main teri pana نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ
Oh my beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan have destroyed me. They have dragged me down the gutters of humiliation, shame, disgrace, embarrassment, humiliation. And in the akhirat, they want to drag me into the fire of Jahannam. In the qabr also, they want to see me suffer. They are my enemies, but I have made them my friends. Ya Allah, I seek your assistance, your help. Who else is there for me besides you? Tere siwa mera koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ya Allah, if there is a ferocious bulldog in somebody's yard, and we want to enter the home of the owner of that house, then my beloved Allah, we ring a bell. The master of the house comes out and tells the dog, get out, sit down, move away. And we enter the home. Ya Allah, we are pressing the bell to you. Remove this dog, shaitan, from our lives. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. We are turning towards you. You have power, you have might.
Nafs aur shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ae mere maula meri madad kar chahta hoon main teri pana mujhsa khalq mein koi nahi go bad kirdaar o namasiya mujhsa khalq mein koi nahi go bad kirdaar o namasiya tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya rab bakhsh de mere sare guna
Oh my beloved Allah, I acknowledge before you, I confess before you that there is no one more sinful than myself on the surface of this earth. My heart has become pitch black with sins which I commit day and night. There is no one more sinful than myself in your entire creation. We should consider ourselves as the most sinful ones. But, O my beloved Allah, you have repeatedly mentioned in the Quran Sharif that you are Ghaffar, you are Ghafoorur Rahim, you are most forgiving, most merciful, most compassionate. Therefore we are turning towards you, my beloved Allah. We have no intention of returning to those sins, so forgive all the sins that we have committed in our past. Tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya Rab, baksh de mere sare guna. Must never think that my sins have become so much now that Allah Ta'ala cannot forgive my sins. There must be sincerity. Otherwise, that same example which Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali has given, and many times I have mentioned, that a mosquito was sitting on the back of an ox, and after some time when that mosquito took off, then it apologized to the ox that I'm very, very sorry, I was sitting on your back, you must have felt my weight, you must have been really suffering. So the ox said, I don't know when you sat and when you left, you stupid, foolish mosquito. So we must not think that our sins have now become so much that now Allah Ta'ala cannot forgive. Many people say, I've committed so much sins, and how will Allah forgive now? But there must be sincerity. There must be no return to those sins. And fulfill whatever qazas have to be made. And pay back to whomsoever whatever is due.
Nafso shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Ae mere maula meri madad kar jata hu main teri pana. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu.
Allah, 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 Allah
Allah, 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 अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate loving Allah, most caring Allah, most tolerant Allah, most beautiful Allah. We sinful servants of yours, extending our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, nothing else has gathered us here this part of the night except that we are hopeful of forgiveness of our sins by extending our begging bowls before you and seeking forgiveness from you, my beloved Allah. We cannot buy forgiveness in the marketplaces. Ya Allah, forgiveness. We can only turn towards you and seek it from your treasures. Ya Allah, we acknowledge, indeed we are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. Day and night we use your bounties, your ni'mats, your gifts of sight, of hearing, of speech, of hands, of feet, of heart, of mind, of wealth, of home, for your disobedience. My beloved Allah, how much we disobey you using your very ni'mats and bounties. If there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. He would have ordered the earth to split open and swallow us up. Ya Allah, he would have sent the gale force winds against us. He would have sent the flood waters against us. How loving you are. How compassionate and merciful you are. How forgiving you are. How tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel around. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not advertising our sins. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. There is no one for us besides you. Which other door is there that we can tap? Which other home is there in which we can beg? If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But if you turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy, my Allah, where do we go? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ya Allah, mujrim hai, khatakar hai, siyakar hai, gande hai, napak hai. Sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai, mere maula, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members. And the ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive our major sins, our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. There was no question of darkness for you, my beloved Allah. Even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock, in the darkest of the darkest of all nights, you are watching the movement of that ant. How can you not be aware of our sins and our actions and our deeds? You have heard everything that we have spoken. You have seen everything that we have done. It is just your tolerance that you did not destroy us there and then. You did not humiliate us. You did not bring suffering upon us there and then. You gave us an opportunity to make tawbah again from our sins. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. Oh my beloved Allah, all treasures lie with you. Ya Allah, from your treasures of good health, bless us all with good health. We are sick and ailing. We are physically ill. We are spiritually sick. My beloved Allah, our hearts have become diseased with pride, with arrogance, with malice, with greed, with envy, with jealousy, with evil passions and desires. But who is there to purify our hearts besides you, my beloved Allah? Change the condition of our hearts. Purify and clean our hearts. Ya Allah, remove from our hearts all the filth that has embedded itself. My beloved Allah, delete all the sins that have darkened our hearts. Man has made computer chips and they record millions of pieces of information. Just one press of the delete button and there's no information left on the chip anymore. My beloved Allah, press the delete button of our sins. Ya Allah, man has made dynamite sticks, they blow up huge mountains. Blow away the mountains of our sins, my Allah. It is not difficult for you, Ya Allah, you change the hearts of the Sahaba-e-Kiram, radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. They came from backgrounds of kufr, of shirk, somewhere from the Yahud, some from the Nasara. But when they accepted Islam, you made them radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. What is it difficult for you to change the direction of our lives? Bless us all with good health, physical health and spiritual health. Those who are sick and ailing, whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, wherever they may be, Ya Allah, give them complete shifa. So many of our family members, friends, brothers, sisters, in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so many are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, we know that sicknesses, diseases, ill health can be rahmat and blessing at times. But Ya Allah, don't test us with the rahmat of ill health and sickness. Change the rahmat of ill health and sickness to the rahmat of good health. My beloved Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulty. Ya Allah, why should we go towards haram? There is no shortage of halal in your treasures. Why should we go towards haram? Protect us and safeguard us from gambling, from going to the casinos, from stealing, from fraud. Ya Allah, safeguard us from going to the banks and borrowing on interest. My beloved Allah, bless us with halal rizq. Don't even allow one morsel of haram to go down our throats, my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Give the parents the courage to throw out of their homes and lives everything that is evil and haram, which is destroying the moral fiber of their children. Give the tawfiq to the parents to give the children proper upbringing. Ya Allah, make us like lions against our nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat, my beloved Allah. Sunu mein naam tera dhadkano mein maza aa jaye maula dil badal de. Ya Allah, with every beat of my heart I hear Allah, Allah. My beloved Allah, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love, with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. distance us from nafs and shaitan. Bless us with such a bond with you, such a bond with you, that shaitan and nafs cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Bless us with your closeness, bless us with your marifat, bless us with yaqeen, bless us with trust in you, with faith in you. My beloved Allah, bless us with tawakkul in you. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah, those who are insulting my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam through cartoons and other articles, they are spitting on their own faces, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, either give them hidayat. Ya Allah, those who are the enemies of Islam, give them hidayat, give them guidance, bring them onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim, bless them with Iman and Islam, make them worthy of entry into Jannah. But if they have become obstinate, they have made up their minds, they will continue with the torture, tyranny, persecution, and causing harm to the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then shake them up, my Allah, like you shook the Aad and the Samud. My beloved Allah, destroy them, take them away from the surface of this earth. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, give the tawfiq to the rulers of Islamic governments to implement Islamic laws in their governments. Ya Allah, give unity to the Muslim ummah. Ay vere Allah, we have become so disunited, so shattered and torn. We destroyed the ummah first. Ya Allah, we sliced the ummah through our tongues, through our writings, through our actions, through our deeds. The enemies only came in afterwards. Ya Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, we don't wish to return to our sins again. Give us courage, give us istiqamat on thee. Ya Allah, make us all yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi mera. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen mera. If you are ours, then everything will be ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Ya Allah, our children will not be the coolness of our eyes. Our homes will not give us comfort. Our businesses will not give us barakat. Hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana rahe. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya bhagta hu, pe apne khuda se khuda bhagta hu. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya bhagta hu, pe apne khuda se khuda bhagta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, pe ho jaao uska. Yehi raat din mein dua maangta. My beloved Allah, one day we have to leave this world. Recently we have been listening of so many people departing from the world suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. Young, fit, healthy people suddenly leaving the world. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, watching some filthy movie, reading some filthy magazine, in adultery, in fornication, or popping drugs in our mouth, or any kind of haram. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. How can we be in haram places? Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. At the Rawza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Ha, my Allah, let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. So that when the winds of Rahmat blow, we may be forgiven. But if it is not Muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. How much he begged for us. How much he cried for the ummah. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam with all that goodness that he asked. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, especially the fitnas of the Dajjal. Protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas, with sincerity. My beloved Allah, those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Bless their families, kith and kin, with sabr jameel, ajr azim. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the wishes, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every one who has lifted or raised her or his hand this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulty, the hardship, the problems that each and every individual that is facing who has raised his or her hand this part of the night. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, hardships and problems. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْقَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.